The Snow Child, Episode 2.
Some years ago, in a winter far colder than this one, an elderly couple watching the children play in the snow outside their house, when the wife, still sad after all these years at having no children of her own, suggested on a whim that they make a snow child. And so here I am, brought to life by winter magic, or so it seemed, and playing outside their window.
Come in at once. It's so cold. Come and sit by the fire.
Let me put this coat on you. It's big, but it'd be warm.
No, I mustn't. And you mustn't ask me. This is where I belong, out here in the snow.
Our little snow maiden. That's what we'll call you. Snegorochka, our snow maiden. But are you sure you're warm enough?
You must not ask me any more. This is where I must live. I will play all day and all night in the snow, but if you want to come out and play with me, that would be all right. And bring me lots of ice cream.
Well, of course. But let us wrap up in our coats and scarves first. You may like it, but it's too cold for us out here.
And so, for the weeks that followed, the old couple played like children. They laughed and sang, and they remembered what it was like to be happy. I did try to tell them that I could only be with them for the winter, but they wouldn't listen. Now, I said these were my grandparents here, my grandparents for now. You see, it's not as simple for me as it is for you, not as simple as it is down here. My father, my real father, is Father Frost, and my mother is the Snow Queen. Not that Snow Queen, she's just a story. The real Snow Queen, not wicked. My mother is as loving and as loved as the first snowfall of winter. She can cool the hottest temper and turn an angry world to a quiet white paradise. And when that happens, when the snow lies on the ground and my mother and father see those without children who are unhappy, I am sent to bring some joy. And for a little time, I call my earthly carers grandmother and grandfather. And the joy that it brings them is the closest to warmth that I must ever get.
But you must always return to us. Don't ever forget that.
Yes, Father.
When we call, you must return. The world must turn and the seasons must change. If you stay for too long and spring is held at bay, the world will begin to suffer.
Yes, Mother, I know. Whatever. I know, I always have to go back. But maybe I don't always want to. I love it down here. I love playing with the other children and exploring the world.
But you know you're there for them. Remember that. You're there to make them happy. Don't forget, daughter.
Anyway, as the days went by, I met the children from this town. And I took to playing with them in the forest. Until one day, the day I always dreaded, I heard the voices of my parents drifting through the trees calling me.
Snegorochka, it is time to return. The earth has slept for long enough. The animals are hungry. The seeds need to grow. And life needs to begin again.
Snegorochka, it is time.
But this time was going to be different. This time, when I heard my grandparents asking,
Snegorochka, where are you? It's getting dark and I can't see you anywhere. It's time to come home.
And when my parents asked me the same,
Daughter, where are you? You know it is time to come home.
I didn't listen to either of them. I'd followed the other children into the heart of the forest, further than ever before. But when the sun began to set and they ran off home, and when I sensed the wintry gaze of my mother and father searching for me, I hid at the top of the tallest tree that I could find. Why should I go back? I thought. I'm doing fine. Cared for by my grandparents, playing with the other children every day. Even when the animals of the forest tried to persuade me, I sent them away. I'm doing fine.
Sitting up in my tree, cradled.
cradled by branches, this slow-growing pine. Yes, I'm doing fine. Oh, I'm doing fine. Cradled by branches, yes, I'm doing fine. So tell me, give me a reason to start the seasons, 'cause I'm doing fine. Yes, I'm doing fine. Oh, I'm doing fine. Give me a reason, 'cause I'm doing fine.
Ooh. Ooh. Here comes the bear, strength of our nation, symbol of health and vigor sublime. He says,
my claws lose their grip, and my coat's lost its shine. My children are starving, they're on borrowed time. But you're doing fine, yes, you're doing fine. Daughter of frost, yes, you're doing fine. Oh, little snow child, the hour is late. Your parents, they miss you. Don't make them wait.
Get on your way, bear. Your words upset me, and I'm doing fine. Yes, I'm doing fine.
Here comes the wolf, the sun god in his disguise, back from the underworld, waits for the sun to rise. He says,
I've walked through night, I've been biding my time. I'm dying for the warmth of the sun in the sky. But you're doing fine, yes, you're doing fine. Father Frost, daughter, yes, you're doing fine. Oh, little snow child, the hour is late. Your parents, they miss you. Don't make them wait.
Go on your way, wolf. Your words upset me, and I'm doing fine. Yes, I'm doing fine.
Here comes the fox, cunning and wily, but listen to how he speaks, oh so slyly. He says,
thanks to the snow child, I won't need to steal. Her grandparents' chickens will make it a good meal. Oh, little snow child, the hour is late. Your parents, they miss you. Don't make them wait. Come, little snow child, it's time to go home. We'll travel together, you won't go alone.
The Snow Child was adapted by James Hadrill, with music and lyrics by Chloe Beezer. It was recorded and edited for radio by Adam Scrimshire. The production featured Eve de Leon Allen, Lee Spencer Osborne, and Chloe Beezer. The Snow Child was presented by JIH Productions and Greenwich Theatre and was supported by Arts Council England.